The Knicks are in the finals for the first time in 27 years, and the average seat is going for $8,000. The highest seat, the highest up seats, are going for $3,500 a seat. Now, we're not talking about courtside. We're not talking about a suite, and we're not talking about the most comfortable seat. We're talking about the nosebleed seats. So you want to pay $3,500 for a nosebleed, you're going to go to the Knicks game. Now, the question is what is everyone paying for? What is all the hype about? $8,000 for an average ticket. It must mean something. And if you think about it, what are you getting? Some popcorn, a game, some lights, some excitement, maybe a win, maybe a memory. Seemingly, you're not getting much. If you really look at what are people paying for, what are people going after, it's not about popcorn. It's not about a game. And it's not about a memory, which is going to be gone by midnight. It's something much more than all of those things. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Perek 2 in Koheles that I didn't withhold myself from all that my eyes saw. Anything which I desired, I did. Shlomo HaMelech had fame, honor. He had fortune, wealth, power. He had everything. And in a certain sense, he pursued all of those things. And he makes a statement that anything which my eyes desired, I didn't withhold. And it all means nothing. Generally, the world takes out of that, that it's all nothing. You see the physical world as nothing. But there's a greater question. What was Shlomo HaMelech chasing after? Why did he go after all those things? What was the chase for? The chase was really for something much bigger than himself. Something much bigger than the fame, something much bigger than the honor, something much bigger than the money. It wasn't the fame, it wasn't the money, and it wasn't the honor. It's greater than all that. And what is it? The mission of us tells us that this world, Olam Hazeh, the physical world, is a corridor to Olam Haba. That means that all of your actions are not just a technicality which is going to build something somewhere else. A corridor, the hallway, is a part of the building. Right now, all of every single Jewish person's actions have greatness in them because they're connected to the spiritual world. A Jew's actions are great actions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, put in the world something unbelievable. A drive, a hunger, a desire, a burning passion. That is meant to be used for us to achieve great things. This is why people are paying $8,000 for an average seat and $3,500 for a nosebleed. Because they want greatness. At the game, the 27-year buildup, they feel the greatness. They feel the excitement. They feel the burning passion. Hashem put that desire in the world, that goal-driven identity of the human being, to be willing to spend $8,000 for something, attachment, a little sniff of greatness. And the Jew with the neshama, that has 613 mitzvahs, has the ability to attach to greatness every single day, every single moment, with every single action. So let's take something out of this. You all have greatness in each one of your actions. And all you have to do is grab it, go for it, use that hunger, use that desire. That's what Shlomo HaMelech had. He had a burning desire to achieve. And he tried it here, he tried it there, he tried it there. And he only found it when he went after spiritual pursuits and wholeness in his life. So today, you pushed off saying a nice word to a friend, see someone, say a nice word. Call somebody who can use chizuk. Learn an extra Mishnah, Gemara, an extra minute, an extra shir. Say an extra parak of Tehillim after you finish picking up your kids, after you finish work, before you leave shul. Do something today with that desire that we have all inside of us for greatness. And then we'll all be great. Have an amazing day.